Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the influence and importance of Neptune in your natal astrology chart. We have been moving through each planet in our solar system and discussing its importance in Western astrology, what it means, the energies, the themes, perhaps what you've experienced. And now we have made our way to Neptune. And in this show, we're going to talk about Neptune's influence through six astrological signs. And we're doing six instead of 12 simply because of how slowly Neptune moves. Neptune was in Virgo starting in 1929. So I'm going to begin with the Neptune in Virgo energies and go through Neptune in Pisces today. What you'll want to do is identify where natal Neptune is in your chart, because this energy is significant in our spiritual growth, in our soul growth, in trusting ourselves, and all the other themes that Neptune represents, which I will discuss here in just a moment. But you'll want to identify that natal Neptune placement and understand what it is gifting you with in this lifetime. Neptune is very far from our Earth's atmosphere, and it really shows us some slow-moving, deep changes throughout our lives. It also represents in your natal chart where you are here to continuously let go and surrender. This is where you are trusting and you're practicing detachment. Neptune is associated with that deep surrender at an emotional level, at a personal level, so that your personal will is not really influenced by spiritual will. And spiritual will is a very big energy field. It's where we remember that we're more than just this body, just this ego, just this experience. We are more energies than perhaps this one lifetime could even possibly capture. So Neptune is associated with the longer spectrum of energies that we experience throughout our soul's journey. And these can be energies that are hidden from us or that we forget. These can be parts of ourselves that we don't see clearly, that we don't quite understand at an intellectual level. Neptune is all about the energies as they ebb and flow throughout our lives and throughout our energy fields. You could think of Neptune as being associated with the ocean, and the energies of the ocean continually moving, going deeper, going into some darker places, some hidden areas, and revealing even more. But the ocean is always in motion, and the energies are always flowing. Neptune asks us to trust the process, to float on top of the ocean, even though at times you could feel like you're at the bottom of the ocean and that it's very turbulent, it's very dark, it's very challenging, a lot can be unseen. Neptune reminds us to keep traveling with faith and trust in the unknowns, because we're always energy. We're always connected to a bigger source of energy that we can forget and that we can unconsciously disconnect from. So natal Neptune in your astrology chart is where you are practicing detachment in this lifetime, where you are surrendering your sense of self or your desire for something to be a certain way. Neptune is where we are trusting that it's okay to not have all the answers or to have all the information right in front of us. It is about going deeper into our feelings, our intuition, what we are picking up on energetically, and how we can grow in very powerful ways because of Neptune. Because Neptune removes. It removes and dissolves. It takes away. It asks us to loosen our grip. So Neptune in your natal astrology chart is where these lessons and these opportunities are coming up for you in the most powerful way. Now, I did another episode for you about the 12 astrological houses. You can listen to that episode if you want to go into what it means to have Neptune in your third house, or Neptune in your sixth house, Neptune in your 10th house. You can listen to that podcast to get greater understanding about these connections. And it will probably show you some more themes that you've been working with throughout your life. One way that I've come to understand and connect with Neptune is that this is where you can always go to connect with your higher self. This is essentially your higher self's domain by astrological sign and by house placement. This is the energy of your higher self, and this is the support system of the higher self. This is where you are gifted with furthering your spiritual knowledge and with your own spiritual gifts. In more practical terms, Neptune is where you are needing to perhaps practice removing your ego, removing what you want, and removing your sense of self from this area of your life. Because again, that Neptune energy dissolves and diffuses, and it can feel like you maybe don't know what is happening here, or you don't know what you want, or there's confusion. There's a sense of maybe it's this or maybe it's that. Neptune can idealize. Neptune can put on those rose-tinted glasses. And Neptune really wants to make things beautiful. And so we have an opportunity here to find the greater growth in a situation or in an area of life. We have the opportunity to trust the beauty of a process, trust what it means to lean back and release, to not feel like you have to control, because chances are this is where it could feel futile. This is where you could be creating a lot of struggle for yourself, because you think, how do I trust that this is going to pan out exactly how I want it to? And that Neptune influence, again, the higher self influence, is saying, well, maybe there's something that's going to appear or come in that is even better and even more nourishing for what your soul wants to learn in this lifetime. So that Neptune influence is usually one where we can battle with life or battle with ourselves at an area of our ego. It's where our ego wants to make a difference, be in charge, take control, exert itself. But Neptune is not impacted by the ego's will. Again, this is where spiritual will is more powerful than human will. So we're looking at how this Neptune energy is showing you even more outside of your perhaps perspective that you didn't tap into before. Another way to look at Neptune, it's where you're going to be continually experiencing letting go in this lifetime, where there will be opportunities and perhaps challenges here around where you have to let go of something, let go of your desires, let go of what you want, because that natal Neptune, based on whichever house and astrological sign it's in, is saying that this is a lifetime of not being too attached in this area of your life. And that alone is an ongoing spiritual lesson where we perhaps have to come back to that understanding and that practice of detachment. Neptune also rises us up to see with greater compassion and unconditional love what is happening in your life. These are also some of the bigger themes of Neptune, is where you are being gifted with an opportunity to be unconditional. Unconditional with yourself, unconditional in your life, unconditional with others. And that right there could be a challenge too, because we often have a lot of expectations or conditions that we place on ourselves or others or certain parts of our lives. And this again is where we're practicing, I'm just going to accept what is, accept the changes, be allowing of the energies as they move in and move out, and continuing to trust and rise above. Neptune is also associated with forgiveness, and this could be where you are really being gifted with an opportunity to practice forgiveness of self, others, or areas of your life. Forgiveness based on disappointments, based on being let down, perhaps something, again, that you couldn't control the outcome, or you wanted something else to transpire. Neptune asks us to keep going higher until you're in that place of unconditional acceptance and love for what is. So obviously this can be a challenge for our humanness at times, and we can go back and forth between these energies where one day or for one phase of your life, you really understand it, you feel it, you get it, and then we come back into our human selves and we have more desires or expectations for a particular outcome. So the gifts of Neptune would be the ongoing waves of energy, the ability to reconnect with the higher perspective as needed, and to tap into that higher self knowledge as we open up to it and as we move into it even more. And as always, if Neptune is a prominent energy in your natal chart, especially if it is conjunct a natal planet, or it is opposing or squaring a natal planet, I do recommend that you check out a book on Neptune that has a lot more information, case studies, and particulars on the energies of this planet. It will help you understand more themes in your life and perhaps more of what you're moving through. Since this episode is just going to be pretty general, but a book on Neptune is really going to help you understand more about this very mystical energy and how it's important for you in this lifetime. So we will start with Neptune in Virgo. And this is the energy, as we discussed, of dissolving and removal. This is where that Neptune energy asks us to let go. Now, Virgo is an earth sign that is concerned with our practical daily lives, our routines, what we are responsible for, how we can be of service, and how we are here to perform, how we're here to show up and take care of our duties and be responsible with our regular habits and routines. This Virgo energy is also associated with the body, with the inner workings of the stomach, the digestive tract, how we move energy through our internal systems. And so when we have Neptune in Virgo, Neptune is really challenging that Virgo energy, in fact, because they are opposite energies. So this is where you could feel confusion around your work life, or you could have had confusion around how am I supposed to show up and be of service? What are my skills? What am I good at? I don't know. I can't see it. And it could require other people giving you feedback and saying, this is what you're really good at, because you couldn't see it for yourself. That Neptune influence can make us feel like perhaps we're not good enough, especially in the lower vibrations of Virgo. So this is where in this lifetime, you're reminding yourself that you're not simply of this body, and that your purpose isn't only to be of service to others, but in fact, to look at how you're spiritually growing throughout your daily routines and your daily responsibilities. That Neptune in Virgo can also bring up areas of your physical body that require more attention and more care. There could be parts of your internal systems or your internal workings that have been hard to understand, where perhaps you had an allergy at a very young age and it was really hard for the doctors to diagnose it. Or maybe there was something happening in your physical body that you couldn't quite pinpoint the cause, which of course leads to confusion about the solution. So there's energy here around how you really had to form a new relationship with the body and how that could have been very confusing at times. But the energies around Neptune mean that we're supposed to trust what we feel. So you trust when you're not supposed to eat something, or you trust a work environment where it doesn't feel good to you and you want to do something else. And perhaps these have been ongoing themes for you in this lifetime. When we look at Neptune in Libra, we're looking at the Libra energies of sharing your energy with others. The relationships you form, the partnerships, the cooperation, and the giving and receiving component of your energies and how it feels for you to receive as well as give. When Neptune is there, we can have confusion around this, and relationships might not be clear all the time. There could have been situations in your life where that Neptune in Libra had you idealizing somebody. Perhaps you were looking for a savior in a relationship. Perhaps you were looking for someone who you thought was really amazing and you idealized them to a fault. So this is where the foggy vision of Neptune can show up. Is through the Libra energies of the other person. This is where you can also perhaps experience mirroring and you don't see yourself clearly, or projection, where you're again idealizing somebody but not seeing what's coming up within you. Neptune in Libra signifies that relationships are a big area of soul growth in this lifetime, and that the Neptune energy of trusting yourself is even more important. Trusting what you need, trusting who you are, trusting what's important to you. But that could have been a very potent ongoing life theme where you learned a lot through relationships, you learned a lot through other people, and you really understood maybe more about what you need, but it could have been through some hardships in relationships. It could could have been that you had, again, that idealized version of someone or something. And then there were some hard, concrete truths that came up later on in your life as you matured and as you raised your consciousness. So this Neptune in Libra energy is asking you to really go into what you need to receive to have good relationships, what you need to feel in order to be seen as who you truly are. And that does begin with knowing yourself, knowing who you are, knowing what you want, and then being able to share that in relationship. And of course, as that becomes clearer to you, then you do trust yourself more and you trust that you are here to receive and experience relationships that are equal and mutual, and that you don't have to self-sacrifice yourself for relationships. And that theme of self-sacrifice is a strong one with Neptune, especially in Libra, though, where it can be an unconscious habit to give oneself to create peace in the relationship. So spiritual growth in relationships is a very big theme here. And looking at some of the overall patterns in relationships may be eye-opening, as well as show you more of what you need to feel loved and to feel that you are lovable unconditionally. Neptune in Scorpio is quite a psychic energy, and that's because Scorpio is a water sign. It's intuitive and it goes deeper into the energy streams. It wants to look at what's happening below the surface, what's going on within somebody. And so this can tune you in to more of those undercurrents of energies. That Neptune in Scorpio can be very well developed. It is wonderful for developing your intuition or your psychic abilities, for going into understanding energy, working with energy, but also to work with your feelings and the emotional body. Neptune in Scorpio is gifted with reading those deeper meanings, but it does take effort perhaps to really fine-tune it so that you can trust yourself. Neptune in Scorpio is really here to trust how it feels, to trust the information and messages that come through, and to trust what you feel. However, this is also an energy of secrets, of withholding, of keeping things hidden, of what's not seen. And that could be a theme as well, where there are parts of yourself or parts of your life that you have kept hidden, that you only want for yourself. There is a need here for privacy and for time alone, because this can be quite introverted energy as well. It's very personal, and there's an energy here of really honoring what you need truthfully so that you aren't hiding secrets from yourself. And that could be one thing that you're seeing or experiencing with this Neptune in Scorpio. There can also be a theme of your life of healing from abuse, healing from trauma, healing from emotional wounds, a healing from many past life themes that are coming to your awareness in this lifetime. Perhaps there was a trigger or an event when you were younger that really stimulated this theme. And that would be really the lower vibrations of Scorpio, where something happens from another person, another person's energy impacts your energy, and it can shut down your ability to trust yourself, to feel safe, to feel strong. It can be very confusing. You can be holding a lot of emotional energy within yourself that there could be shame around, guilt, judgment, fear, resentment, betrayal. Scorpio brings up power dynamics, and that Neptune energy can feel powerless. So Neptune in Scorpio is really looking at areas of your life where you have felt powerless because of the influence of someone else in some capacity, and how that has affected you and perhaps, again, brought you to the bottom of the ocean. At times, this is a very deep energy. It's where you can be harboring or holding a lot of energies that you're not even aware of, sort of like it's repressed or suppressed. And it feels like what can come up in this lifetime is that when you develop the spiritual tools and the energetic awareness of these themes, you can make big strides in healing them and healing them across multiple lifetimes. This is where you can do some very powerful healing work, such as Reiki, hypnosis work, past life regressions, anything that maybe brings up reincarnation themes. Very deep work in Scorpio. But remember that Scorpio energy is meant to rise up. You're meant to do something that returns you to your power. Neptune can feel like I'm powerless, I'm alone, I don't know what to do with this, it's been too traumatic, it's been painful, I've been holding in this energy and I haven't wanted to release it. But Neptune is also your higher self. You're not alone in this healing. You're not alone with these experiences. In fact, there's something you chose at a soul level so that you could heal it and could feel more of your power, especially your power around your intuition and your energy gifts. So Neptune in Scorpio is a powerful energy that needs to be harnessed. This is the energy of alchemy, transmutation, and turning something around so that you can use it with greater purpose and force. Neptune in Sagittarius is very mystical and open. This is where you could even feel too open at times, where your energy can feel quite big and you don't know what to do with it. How do I use this? I just feel open to the world, energetically open to what's around me, to my environment. But that's because there's a desire for growth with Sagittarius. And that energy that's very open can bring in or attract unconsciously lower consciousness or lower energetic experiences that test your intuition, that test your spiritual beliefs, that test your morals and what is ethical to you. Neptune in Sagittarius is here to really keep working with what you believe about yourself and your abilities, what you believe is possible in your life. This can be a very uplifting energy at times, but the way that it works with Neptune is when you aren't attached, you aren't too locked in to what you think will happen, and you aren't expecting something specific. Now, this is important because the lower octaves of Sagittarius rule expectations, assumptions, what you believe is right and wrong, and judgment. And these are all of the lower energies. And Neptune says, it's time to let that go. And so you may have some ongoing life themes around what you expect, meaning what you expect of yourself, what you expect of other people, what you expect of your life, what you expect in every area of your life. This could also pertain to your assumptions, what you've assumed about others or what you've assumed about your life, as simple as what you assumed your life would be, and maybe that didn't play out. And so then you're holding on to an energy of a lower vibration because your expectations or assumptions weren't met. And those could be based in belief systems from other lifetimes. Neptune in Sagittarius is asking you to stay open, which is a beautiful gift of Sagittarius energy when it's vibrating highly at a high level. But what else is happening here is that you're probably revisiting some themes from other lifetimes that you're being asked to determine if it's still true for you. Is this still connected to your truth system? So that Neptune in Sagittarius may explore and visit other cultures, other religions, other belief systems. It could be too that when you were growing up, there were certain things you were told and taught were right or wrong. And it could have instilled in you a sense of belief about the world and how your belief systems were formed. But that Neptune in Sagittarius is going to keep bringing to you some more questions, some more things to ponder, some more ways to stay open and to determine, is this really true for me? And if it is, beautiful. And if it's not, that's okay. There's more ways I can learn about the world. So this Neptune in Sagittarius is asking you to look at what feeds you, where you're growing, what nourishes you, and also how well are you detaching from your ego? Sagittarius can have a very big ego, and that's connected to the fire sign energies, where the fire signs can have a very strong sense of self and have a very strong, clear understanding of what they want, how they're going to go about getting it, what matters to them. But Neptune says, well, you can have your dreams and you can have your desires and you can understand more about who you are in the world, but that's not all of who you are. So detach from your ego in this lifetime and look at where you can keep growing and blossoming outside of simply your sense of self. Now, Neptune in Sagittarius is usually quite happy and optimistic, but there can be very strong lulls. Sagittarius has often a roller coaster life where things are big in one direction and then big in another direction. So it's like the highs are highs, but the lows can be very low. Neptune is asking you to moderate that and to step away from the extremes of life. Can you trust that things are flowing as they need to, and that perhaps it's the ego that's experiencing the highs and the lows, whereas your higher self is able to regulate, is able to focus on smooth sailing because you're able to see the bigger picture of it all. So that Neptune in Sagittarius is learning more about itself and itself in the world and learning how more specifically to detach from the ego's lower expressions of expectations, assumptions, judgment, right or wrong. And again, going back to past lives, it could be that in previous lifetimes, those were very strong themes for you, where especially if you were involved in a certain spiritual practice or religion, in a previous lifetime, that might be the very religion or spiritual practice you're questioning in this lifetime. So it could be really fascinating to look at those themes for yourself. Now we take a look at Neptune in Capricorn, and this is also a very interesting mixture of energy because Capricorn is an earth sign and it is associated with the structures of our life, where we're going, what we want, our achievements, what we're here to accomplish in this lifetime, and how we're here to responsibly manage our energies. With Neptune in Capricorn, there can be confusion and uncertainty around this. There can be a sense of, I don't know what I want to do in my career, or I don't know what my professional role should be. There's a sense of, who am I? And am I able to contribute something different? Am I able to show up and do something that I need to do? Because that Neptune energy wants to dissolve, wants to remove, wants to step back, doesn't want to work that hard, whereas Capricorn is a very hard working energy. So here you have Neptune in Capricorn saying, well, I need work and a life I can live on my own terms with fewer structures, fewer boundaries, something I can float into and float away from and really be able to monitor my own energy. There tends to be confusion here about one's life role and life direction until you tap into the Neptune gifts of, it could be anything, and I'm not going to be overly attached to one title, one job, one role. I'm going to stay open. And as you stay open with that Neptune in Capricorn, you open up to more possibilities than you would have seen. So I get the image of looking for a job and sort of that feeling of, okay, I could do this job, but after a while, I don't want to do this job, or this doesn't really call to me. This isn't really what I want to do long term. Keep in mind that Neptune is all about change. That dissolving energy means you should actually have more realistic expectations of yourself, that you perhaps don't want to do one job for the rest of your life. You don't want to do one thing forever. There needs to be an outlet for creativity, for personal expression, for being bound less. And this is also where you're learning about responsibility and about what it means for other people to rely on you. That Neptune energy doesn't want to show up all the time, but when you have commitments, which is Capricorn, you are being relied upon and other people need you to show up. And this isn't simply about work and your professional life. This is about all areas of your life where people rely on you, or you have to pay the bills or have to take care of things at a very practical level. And maybe it doesn't always feel like something you want to do. Well, the really great thing here about this energy, Neptune in Capricorn, is offering you a chance to look at how you can integrate those higher self messages into the Capricorn areas of your life. How can you get these parts of yourself to work together where it feels good, where you feel inspired, where you know that you are contributing and that you're being responsible, but you're also not doing something from a place of self-sacrifice. So looking at what you're sacrificing in yourself could be an interesting case study of what you were taught or what you were told. Now, Capricorn also rules the father. And so this could be where there was not a reliable father figure. There was not a reliable authority figure or role model in your life at some point. This could be searching for that, searching for what you want to emulate in the world. This could be looking at how you deal with authority figures in your own life, whether that is at work or in your family, but also within yourself. Neptune in Capricorn means that we can dissolve our own sense of personal authority. We cannot see it in ourselves. And this is where you perhaps are learning more about what it means to exist in the physical world and what it means to honor your commitments. And so you could change this around and look at that Neptune in Capricorn as your higher self. What did your higher self contract to do in this lifetime? How did you agree with that higher self to show up and take care of some things? What is your higher self showing you about this area of your life that is much more about your spiritual growth, your intuitive growth, and your energetic gifts than perhaps you were originally taught or told? So I would look at this as my higher self in Capricorn is showing me more about what I'm learning through those Capricorn themes, and what can I trust in myself? What am I developing and growing in myself that I'm here to honor? And you could apply this to your higher self and your relationship with a father figure or a boss or a manager or someone who is influential in your life, a mentor, someone that you looked up to. How was your higher self teaching you something in those dynamics? What is your higher self teaching you about your professional role and your jobs and your outwardly living life? What is your professional energy showing you about what's possible for you that maybe isn't typical, that maybe is different than what was expected of you? So these could be some good themes to think about and things to question, and perhaps it's going to help you hone in on how to make the most of Neptune in Capricorn in your chart. So now we'll take a look at Neptune in Aquarius. And this is a very interesting energy because Aquarius is an air sign. It's about how we think and our mind and how we compute and how we understand energies. Aquarius is very dynamic and electrifying. It's very fast moving. It's very creative and it wants to do things differently. With Neptune here, there are misunderstandings around the Neptune in Aquarius generation, misunderstandings around the mind, misunderstandings around teaching and learning and what is going through that internal processing system. Neptune in Aquarius is actually where there could be a lot of misdiagnosis around the brain, about what someone is really understanding and how they're taking in information. Now, I don't know the specifics on this, so please don't consider this exact medical information and certainly not medical advice. But Neptune in Aquarius is where there could be a lot of misunderstanding around ADHD and autism. It's where there can be a sense of we don't know what to do, we don't know how to fix this, we don't know how to solve this because our child learns differently. Our child is not able to process information or our child doesn't sit still. What it suggests astrologically is that the Aquarius energy is ahead of its time and it's not understood in the current realms. And it could be that that Neptune in Aquarius individual is just has a faster processing system, similar to when we have technology upgrades and the computer systems process information faster, like that, right, in nanoseconds. That could be the case for the Neptune in Aquarius generation, where they're just taking in information at a much faster rate and in a different way than what we were taught or what we were believed. Aquarius is ahead of its time and it takes us forward. So the Neptune in Aquarius individuals are actually teaching us more than we would have discovered on our own. They're showing us new ways that the brain can work and new ways of communicating information. Now, the Aquarius energy of being different can unfortunately really affect that Neptune in Aquarius person because they can feel like an outcast. They can feel like they don't belong. This is also connected to bullying or anything that affects the self where you don't know who you are in the world. You don't know where you fit in. And so that Neptune in Aquarius individual needs to understand how loved they are for being different, for being an individual, for being who they are, and to also know that they're not here to fit in. They're not here to be a part of the pack. In fact, they could be bringing forth something from other timelines, other planets, other galaxies. These are all domains of Aquarius as well. And so it could be that these Neptune in Aquarius individuals are bringing in new energies that are completely different and rare to this planet. And they are, in fact, showing us even more that we're meant to learn and understand. And so the Neptune in Aquarius generation is meant to be treated differently. They're meant to be worked with differently, to be trained, to be taught, to be communicated with differently, because a lot of them are really ahead of their time. And they don't need things to slow down. In fact, that could be hard for them. That could be hard for these individuals, is that if things go too slow, they're bored. They're looking for more stimuli and more information. But that Neptune energy can turn on itself and feel powerless. Again, that's a sense of I don't fit in, I don't belong, I'm not able to do what other kids can do. This will, of course, be different for every individual. We can't simply say it's across the board, but that Neptune in Aquarius energy is where we're meant to question more of what is needed, what is being said, what is being communicated. And I feel like this is a generation that comes in with a lot of advancements, meaning throughout their life, they're going to learn things quickly. They're going to show us new solutions, show us new systems, show us new ways of understanding what we didn't previously see. But it's only by trusting themselves, that's the Neptune influence, trusting how you're different, trusting how you're unique, giving them a sense of self when it could feel like their self has been removed or their self is not valued. That's very important to look at as well, because that Neptune energy can bring up the victim, can bring up escapism and blame, where that person doesn't feel like they fit in and that they just question why they're here. So at least knowing these themes can help you understand more of what this individual's experience might be, and also why it's very important to support their individuality and support their self-expression and how they want to do things in this lifetime. And then our final look here is at Neptune in Pisces. Neptune is at home in Pisces. This is the area that Neptune rules in the astrological cycle. And this is a very intuitive, sensitive, and empathic energy. Those born with Neptune in Pisces have a great imagination, very artistic, very creative. In fact, they came in as highly intuitive and naturally psychic. So they see things and they're picking up on energies everywhere. These are very special beings who need more downtime, who need to step away from groups and step away from people. They need a chance for the energies that are not theirs to flow out. Otherwise, they become a container for everyone else's emotions, experiences, thoughts, and energies. These are very sensitive beings who need energetic release and who need time to themselves to be in their own world. Neptune in Pisces is where we go to escape or take a break from life, take a break from our chores and our jobs and our daily routines. They need play. This Neptune in Pisces energy will need play throughout their whole life. They will need an artistic expression throughout their whole life. This is who they are. And they're also learning some very big spiritual lessons and areas of growth here around these Pisces themes, around compassion, empathy, unconditional love, what it means to move through the process of forgiveness, what it means to be aware of what you're feeling and how to trust those feelings. So the Neptune and Pisces individuals are highly sensitive and they're going to have different energy requirements than other generations. They're going to, again, need time alone. They're going to need time to step away from groups, from the collective, from other energies, so that they can really have a time to tune back into themselves, listen to their intuition, listen to what they're feeling, and to honor that. Now, these can also be individuals that can feel very lost at times. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they're going. They don't know who they are. That Neptune in Pisces can really feel like you're lost on the ocean and that all you can do is tap into what you're feeling and trust it. So these are individuals who are going to have continual areas of growth around their intuition, around their spiritual lessons in this lifetime, and in trusting themselves. Now, I also feel like this could be a lifetime where they're completing some big karma. And that's because of how Pisces is the 12th sign of the zodiac. That's about endings, forgiveness, completion, and things coming undone. So they're meant to just keep trusting themselves even as they move through some very big life lessons that could relate to karma from other lifetimes, themes from other lifetimes, and this is all a part of their spiritual growth. That they as a soul decided that this was the lifetime I'm really going to practice forgiveness, perhaps towards a certain individual in their life. Maybe it's a teacher, a family member, a colleague, someone at work, a friend. They could have very strong lessons around forgiveness. They could have very strong lessons around surrender and letting go. They could have very strong lessons around what it means to not be attached to anything. Of course, this will vary depending on their individual astrology chart and their own energies, but just know that this is a generation that's here to make things release. It's like there's a release valve. They're meant to release energy, release their ego, release themselves from karmic loops and karmic cycles. But chances are they have to live through them first. So that's important because I know this generation is young. And so these are the children right now who are growing up. They are in elementary school and they perhaps are going to have some bigger themes in their lives that if you understand it from this perspective, that this is what they chose at a soul level, it can help you see more of who they are, what they're moving through, and how you can support them. So I hope this quick rundown of these six astrological signs has supported you. And I realized it's actually 7 astrological signs. So there I am with my Neptune energy of not seeing things clearly. So these 7 astrological signs have showed us more about what Neptune energy is about, what it means, how to work with it, and the deeper energies of soul growth, the deeper areas and themes that we are working with in this lifetime that perhaps originated in other lifetimes. So as always, thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence for this podcast episode. I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for another episode. In the meantime, please check out my YouTube channel where you can find the playlist called Learning More About Your Astrology Chart that teaches you more about these individual planets, including the house placements. And you can find out more about my current astrology courses and programs over at mollymccord.online. So thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you back here very soon, and I hope you have a beautiful voyage ahead as you learn more about your natal Neptune.